My name is Aldo. I'm 17.
My name is David, and I'm 18, and I go to Brashear.
My name is Chris, and I'm 17, and I go to Brashear.
We have 2-hour delay tomorrow because it's going to be real cold in the morning. And the school don't allow the kids to get out in the morning because it's going to be real cold. So, I mean, kids might get sick.
If we have a 2-hour delay, we don't miss any classes. They just shrink it like if it was an advisory day.
It's stupid, I guess, in some situations because whenever it's not that cold outside or the weather is not that bad, we get a 2-hour delay. And whenever it is that bad, we used up all the days we can use to have a half day or 2-hour delay, and we can't get it for that day. And it just makes things worse for us. It puts everyone in a bad mood.
You're just not going to have a kid standing in the freezing cold. I mean, it's for education, I guess. But at the same time, you're just putting that kid in danger because you don't know if that kid used to suffer from asthma and you could get frostbite.
We had yesterday, and we wake up like 8:30, something like that. We went at the bus stop and we wait like for 3 hours and the bus driver didn't show up. So I think it's bad and good because it confused a lot of people. I think that you just tell us no school tomorrow or it is school instead of putting a 2-hour delay.
Well, another bad thing about a 2-hour delay is it messes up the transportation. Like some kids, they live too far for a direct bus to go get them, so they have to catch a trolley and then a PAT bus. Then they get to the bus stop where the school provides their transportation.
For me especially, it's the same for everything. When I stay in my house, I could just watch some movies or just chill. But coming to school is like you see all your friends and all stuff. And for me, it's a little bit better to be at school just because of the people you get to meet. The reason why I don't go out or none of that over there is because it's a hill district. It's not that dangerous. I mean, if you go to the projects, oof, you'd be lucky to get out of there. I have friends over there, but they're not that type of friend that you want to keep a relationship with them. I mean, it's good, but from afar, like, that's them type of kids that do drugs or fight or all that stuff, all that bad stuff. So I just keep away from them because it's not good to be a follower. Like, you got to be a leader. And over here in school, you can communicate with them friends that actually do something good, and you get to learn from them, and you get to meet people from other countries, not just the hood.